Sarah Flanagan is in Studio 2.
Thanks, Hannah. I'm joined now on the line with Fine Gael councillor from the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Kevin Duffy. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Morning, Sarah.
Looking at your recent motions, you asked the council that they install a small section of fencing on the low bridge wall adjacent to Monstrevin Playground. It's a 10-metre drop and obviously there's safety concerns. Has anything happened, Kevin, or is this more you've been approached by the public in terms of that drop?
No, just approached by the public. It's an existing bridge near the playground. I suppose it hasn't been raised before. It's one of them things that you wouldn't kind of see it from the roadside, but when observed from an adjacent property, you can see the sheer drop at the back of the bridge. I have raised it at the council. It's sort of sitting in a bit of no man's land at the moment between Waterways Ireland and the council, and something that I'm trying to pursue with them to find a way forward on it. I think it just needs a simple, small sort of fence on one side on the road. It's quite low, so it's easy for children to step up onto. Obviously, there hasn't been any incidents or issues to date, but if something was to happen, I guess after being brought to detention, we'd like to see something be done so that nothing could happen.
Absolutely. So that's something it's kind of work in progress.
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay. Now, another motion you looked at was you were looking for an update on the Monstrevin Active Travel Scheme and publishing the Part 8 of the community consultation. Just for listeners, can you explain what is Part 8?
Yeah, so Part 8 is the process the council goes through for planning permission. So when a private individual or business lodges permission for planning, it's a planning application. When the council does it internally, it's called a Part 8, and that has to be approved by the members. And the Monstrevin Active Travel Scheme is about improving cycleways and walkways along the Dublin Road as you come in from Monstrevin, from Hopkins Havens Estate down to the new secondary school, and then all the way into the town and up the street to the primary schools, to make them more accessible from an access point of walking and cycling to school. It's been an ongoing scheme now for unfortunately probably 3 or 4 years, and we're very, very close to getting a Part 8, but I'm just trying to keep pressure on the council to get it across the line. We've had a couple of resource movements in the council, unfortunately people getting jobs elsewhere outside of Kildare County Council, and often when that happens, sometimes these things can fall back a bit, so just trying to apply pressure to get this over this next big step, because obviously until we get a Part 8 approval, these schemes are funded by the National Transport Authority, NTA. And until we actually get the approval, we can't go and look for funding. So it's a catch 22. So we really do need to get this across the line.
Okay, so it's something you're going to keep pursuing. Another one, you requested an update on the completion and opening of the Monstrevin Textile and Fashion Hub. How did you get on with that?
Yeah, listen, very exciting. It's a great project coming off the back of the purchase of the Bank of Ireland building in Market Square by the council probably about 18 months ago. And it's a project that's moved along very well under the LEO office, the local enterprise office in Kildare County Council. Works are on site there at the moment. Demolition and interior fit is happening, and a whole bunch of activity going on. People know in the Market Square, and they've also started thinking about what is going to bring that building to life with the KWETB, the Education and Training Board, around, you know, training programs, workshops, program of activities and training opportunities to upskill people in the fashion and textile space, which Monstrevin has a very unique history with. So they are hopeful that project construction-wise will be finished at the end of July, and we'll hopefully see the opening of the fashion and textile hub by around the end of September this year, which will be very exciting.
Absolutely, and bringing an old building back to life, and as you said, creating a hub of activity in Monstrevin where there is that history of textiles. So do keep us posted on that. And then finally, Kevin, you had a full council meeting. Now, you raised a motion with a few other councillors, and that was that the council explores the introduction of a system which provides housing applicants with their current position on the social housing list in line with other local authorities. So could you just explain what would the current situation be if you were on a housing list in Kildare County Council? Is it just by ringing that's how you find out where you are?
Yeah, it's a very tricky one. Obviously, the policy works on predominantly time on list, and there is other factors around medical and other requirements, but often it'll fairly much be referred to time on list. The longer a person is on a housing list, the higher up along the list they are. But a number of other councils, I guess, try to make that more systematic so that they can actually tell people their, you know, number 200 on the list or whatever the case may be in their particular area. The council is less favourable of that, and I can understand the practicalities of why other councils, not just Clare County Council, don't do it this way. But the idea of doing it is often when we get requests from people, a lot of councillors' time, as you'll appreciate talking to many other councillors in the county, is spent around housing. It's such a big issue, and often it's information or lack of information. People just don't know where they are on the list, how far are they away, what can they do to try to help their unique and particular case to move it further up the list. And I guess that's the challenge. And often when they do call, they don't get a clear indication of where they are on the list, and that can be a sense of frustration that if you're on a list for 8 or 10 years and you just don't have a sense of am I going to get something within the next year or 2 years, you know, people can get very frustrated, and it's hard. It's something that obviously can be very, very complicated situation. So us as councillors obviously spend a lot of time trying to help people in this space, and just this whole motion with the intent of trying to improve, how could we improve that communication, give more clarity and transparency to people on the list. But unfortunately, the council aren't in favour of this proposal, aren't in favour of sort of heading down this way. You know, the motion didn't, I guess, pass in that regards, but it's something we're very committed of Fine Gael, is to try to help people more and more, as much as we can in this situation.
And Kevin, do you know, like you mentioned other councils, like is there one, look, we know we have a housing crisis, but is there another council that does seem to do this a lot better?
A lot better is a hard one to define.
Transparency part.
Yeah. Like a lot of Dublin councils, the Dublin authorities still use this system. So there is councils that do use it. Does it work better? I guess that's the debate, and members would be split on this as well. I wouldn't say that everyone was in favour of doing this and the council wasn't. There's pros and cons of why you might do this or not do it, but there is other councils, you know, most closely the Dublin councils, that do have this sort of system in place. But again, there's a lot of pros and cons of why one might argue that this is a potentially a rudimentary way of doing it that might actually disadvantage people in very complex and significant situations where they need housing quicker. But yes, it's a challenging one to know which way is the best way, given the sheer demand that we have and the housing crisis that is, that we have at the moment.
No, absolutely. And as you said, it is one you get a lot of calls of other councillors, and we ourselves do. But it doesn't look like there's an easy answer to that. But listen, thank you so much for joining us on the line today. That was Fine Gael, councillor from the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District. That was Kevin Duffy.
Thanks, Tara, and thanks, Kevin. Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. We're just heading up to a break now, but we'll be looking at the term doom spending in the next few minutes. It's an analysis on how spending money on luxury or frivolous purchases reflects how people respond when they feel anxious and uncertain about the future. I'd be interested in hearing your say about that during our conversation in the next few minutes, so do stay tuned.
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97 97.